Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Tom Cleaver with the island's headlines. First up, the Cyprus Broadcasting Corporation has had all its bank accounts frozen. The accounts have been frozen by a decree obtained by the lawyer of Evthokia Loizou, the former CYBC employee who won compensation for an occupational illness she obtained, encephalitis, while working at the public broadcaster. Speaking to the Cyprus Mail, Loizou's lawyer and bar association chairman Michalis Forkas explained that the freezing is sourced from a decree issued by the Nicosia District Court. He added that the accounts are set to be frozen until Loizou receives the 1.3 million euros she has owned, 925,000 euros in damages and the remainder in VAT, interest and legal fees. The aim of the freezing of the accounts is to force the CYBC to pay the amount owed immediately. Bolidis said that as a result of the freeze, more than 70 cheques issued by the CYBC have been returned unpaid. The CYBC is set to challenge the freezing of its accounts at the Nicosia District Court on Thursday. Meanwhile, scientists have identified a giant water bug known as the toe-biter along the shores of Cyprus. The species, known to inhabit lakes and slow-moving freshwater, had never been recorded on the island before, although established populations are known in the neighbouring Mediterranean countries. Experts have urged the public to remain vigilant as it is infamous for delivering excruciatingly painful bites when provoked. Cypriots should keep their eyes open and their toes out of the water, they warned. Also referred to as the electric light bug, this enormous aquatic insect is characterised as a formidable predator, hunting down invertebrates, fish, turtles and even birds. Adding to its intimidating nature, it holds the title of being the largest true bug and water insect in Europe, boasting an astonishing diameter of up to 12 centimetres. Elsewhere, the electricity authority was handed a €28,000 fine following the conclusion of investigations into the death of a worker in 2018. The fine relates to the death of 42-year-old father of three Georgios Georgiou, who fell 4 metres to his death from an elevated work platform, also known as a cherry picker, upon which he was working in Larnaca. Subsequent investigations into Georgiou's death by the Labour Inspection Department found the EAC had failed to meet minimum health and safety standards, with the Larnaca District Court on Wednesday publishing its decision on the matter. While their worker was engaged in palm tree pruning and was inside the basket of the machine, 4 metres above the ground, the machine suffered a mechanical failure, resulting in the basket suddenly falling to the ground. In other news, the Israel Tax Authority has initiated a comprehensive operation aimed at identifying assets, income and companies owned by Israeli nationals in Cyprus, which should be subject to Israeli taxation, according to a report published by the Israeli news outlet Globus. Driven by the necessity to address revenue shortfalls and as part of the authority's head, Shay Aranovich's campaign against tax evasion and the dark economy, the ITA has turned its attention to Israelis conducting business in Cyprus, who may not be reporting their income in Israel while maintaining Israeli residency. A senior source from the ITA disclosed to Globus that the focus on Cyprus stems from the growing trend of Israelis relocating to the island, investing in real estate and establishing businesses there. And finally, Cyprus has fallen 4 places to 50th in this year's World Happiness Report, which was released on Wednesday. The report includes data from 143 countries across the globe, with Cyprus having fallen in the rankings for the second successive year, having ranked as high as 41st place 2 years ago. Cyprus is elderly and happier than its youth, too, with people on the island aged above 60 years old ranked as the 57th happiest on the planet and scoring significantly lower than their younger counterparts. In fact, Cyprus's youth are the happiest age cohort in the country, while its elderly are its least happy, according to the report. Finland ranked as the world's happiest country for the 4th consecutive year, while Denmark, Iceland and Sweden made up the rest of the top 4. Afghanistan is the least happy country on Earth, according to the report.
That's all for today. For the latest, visit cyprus-mail.com.